Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In this episode, we talk about diets and the science behind why they just don't work. Grab a snack and settle in because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. All right, so today's song was actually produced by a listener of the show, which kind of blows my mind to say. It's an absolutely massive dubstep tune with a drop that'll send chills down your spine. It did for me anyway. So with that said, big shout out to Kevin Ortiz, or as he's known online, Shy Kid. I encourage you to check out the rest of his songs at the link in the description and become a fan just like I am. Thanks again, Kevin, and enjoy the music. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and every year, 45 million Americans take on some kind of a diet. Yeah, that's a real statistic. Look it up. What's even more surprising is that we spend $33 billion every single year on supplements and weight loss products. Billion with a B. That's absolutely nuts. We've become such a weight-conscious country, but the terrible thing is that more often than not, none of this crap works. Diets may give you a short-term result, but in the long term, it's been proven over and over again to be a massive waste of time and money. Let me explain why. I recently watched a phenomenal TED talk about this very topic by neurologist Sandra Amote. It's called Why Dieting Doesn't Usually Work. And according to her website, it's being made into a book. So I encourage you to check that out. My main takeaways from this talk was this. We all have a set point, or a range rather. This range is the natural weight that our brain considers normal for our bodies. In other words, this set point is where your body always wants to go back to. Think about it. You've probably weighed about the same for the past few years, right? It's because your brain is subconsciously urging you to go back to that range whenever you go outside of it. Your set range is the weight that your brain considers necessary for survival. Since survival is our number one objective, this is a difficult thing to override. So if you're losing weight due to a diet, as soon as you get off the diet, you'll find the weight come right back at you. And for many people, the opposite is also true. If you rapidly gain weight, your body naturally wants to move back to your lower set point. Your brain is able to do this because it controls the signals of hunger and desire to eat. If you're operating outside of your optimal range, it can put additional pressure on your body in order to get you to eat. Over time, this brings you back to that range. And the worst part is that we have no control over this. This is the subconscious mind working and sending signals. You have no say in it. It's pretty cruel, actually. You can check out a link to the TED Talk in the description, but there's another piece to this that completes the circle. In a review of Tracy Mann's book, Secrets from the Eden Lab, Jean Fain writes, quote, "Second to biology, man blames a combination of neuroscience and psychology. Our brains are hardwired to want food for survival," she explains. "So restricting calories creates a psychological stress response, which facilitates weight gain, not loss." Also, she adds, "Studies show that willpower, the thing we all blame ourselves for not having enough of, is in many ways a mythical quality and certainly not something that can be relied upon for weight loss." End quote. You can read the rest of that article in the link in the description. So yeah, your brain hates you and willpower won't help you do anything. Sorry, bro. It's a cruel world out there. Okay, what can we actually do? If diets don't work, what does? Surely we aren't doomed to stay within our weight range, right? The following is an excerpt from Susan Gerber's 2013 article, Why Diets Don't Work and What to Do Instead. Quote, in Eat Q, psychologist Susan Albers, PhD, echoes Chopra's directive to become more mindful about the emotional triggers for so many of our food choices. Some of the smartest people I know overeat, she says. Intellectually, they know they would benefit from eating healthier, yet they find they are unable to improve their diets. Albers says these people tend to ask the same question, how can I know how to eat well but not be able to do it? Her answer, more often than not, it's a feeling or emotion that lies in the gap between your decision and your actions. It's by first becoming aware of that gap and then mastering the skills to close it that we accomplish the necessary shift to change our eating habits and permanently lose weight, Albers maintains. End quote. And here's another excerpt from the article Five Reasons Why Not to Diet and What to Do Instead by Ali Washington. Instead of trying to adhere to a specific set of dietary rules, simply take a moment to notice how you are feeling physically before you eat a meal, halfway through a meal, and after your meal. The more you take the time to tune in with your own body, the more you will become consciously aware of what is working for you and what isn't. From there, you can start making educated choices that come from within rather than looking outside of yourself for your answers. End quote. All right, so the message here is pretty clear. Diets don't work. They're restrictive, they screw up your metabolism, and your brain is subconsciously going to sabotage your efforts. The articles mentioned seem to identify mindfulness and awareness as the main solution. Rather than limiting what you can and can't eat, or when you eat, or how many calories you consume on a daily basis, focus instead on being aware of the choices you make, being aware of how your body feels, and being mindful when you execute on those things. And more importantly, focus on channeling that awareness towards your number one goal. So for example, if your goal is to be shredded and have a six-pack, well, that slice of cake may not line up very well. That doesn't mean you can't have it, it just means it doesn't align with your personal goal. So to sum it up, don't go on a diet. Identify your goal, be mindful, and make eating decisions accordingly. The quest for this episode is to write down your weight loss or weight gain goals. Where do you want to be? What do you want to look like? How do you want to feel? Be clear and specific. Write it down. But don't worry, you don't have to share this. Once you have it written down, make a post to Twitter or Instagram with the words, I just set a specific goal and I'm ready to rock. Use the hashtag MyTinyLeaps. And this will give you 10 points. Throughout February, I'm making myself available for you for 1 hour every single weekday. This means that you and I can hop on a Skype chat, Google Hangout, or phone call and talk about anything and everything that matters to you. To sign up for one of these calls, go to tinyleapschat.com and it'll take you to my personal calendar. This page will let you choose a date and time that works for you, and everything will be smooth sailing from there. That's it for episode 29. If you'd like to sign up to receive an alert when our next episode publishes, all you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 right now, and you'll get enrolled. With that said, thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here's a great review by a listener with the name Cleanin' Coach. Quote, thanks for helping me flex my idea muscle. I list 3 things per day. Now I'm going to flex my brain muscle and work up to 10. End quote. Boom! Talk about a specific goal in a clear first step. Keep on rocking. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.